news changes all the time, and that's why we love having someone we can trust over at good old Channel 9. And Ray is starting tonight. Ray Cortopassi joining us now. Congratulations. Welcome home, Ray.
Good morning. Yes, thanks so much. I can't tell you what a long journey this has been and how excited I am and humbled and gratified to be a part of this amazing team. And they've been so welcoming already. And I'm thrilled to be able to be on the radio talking with you about
it. Yeah, Southside native, right?
Yes, sir. Grew up in Dalton, just a little way south of where we are sitting here in the newsroom this morning, and spent the first 23 years of my life, the formative years, as they say, in Dalton. Went to Marian Catholic High School in Chicago Heights, and then began the journey slowly northward at Columbia College, where I met the love of my life. Leslie was a student there, and we've been married 27 years now, and she is the big reason why I have made it this far. She is the one who has been an inspiration for me, and it's been a journey we're on together, and we're so gratified to be taking this next step.
Having grown up myself in Downers Grove in the area, it's such a thrill to be able to chat in your own hometown. I can never really put into words why that is, but maybe you can. It must be a thrill to come home and report on the stories that matter to the people you know.
I started my career as a reporter back in the day, just a few years out of college. I landed a job at a really renowned, world-renowned news service that no longer exists, but it was the City News Bureau of Chicago, jointly owned by the Chicago Tribune and the Sun-Times. How about that concept for a minute? Two big newspapers that saw the wisdom in providing this resource. And what it was a sort of a proving ground, a training ground for young journalists to learn their skill, learn their craft. And I had a great beginning learning how to gather facts, organize them, and share them with readers. And it took a little while before I was able to finally make that entrance into the broadcast journalism world, and I did that in the mid-90s, starting in beautiful Traverse City, Michigan, and that was where I got my start shooting video, editing that video, and producing the stories that would air in the newscast later that day, and that was a great beginning for me as well, and set me on a path that brought me here.
Oh, boy, it must be thrilling to come back, though, right?
There is something I can't – I've been trying in as many ways as I can think of what it is like to put it into words. And, you know, until I'm sitting at the desk later this afternoon with my co-anchor, Micah Mater, I'm worried that Dominic Stasi, our news director, is playing some elaborate punk on me, and he's going to say, "Oh, we're just kidding, sorry." But I am just feel like I'm living in a dream, and I so wish that my parents could have been with us. I lost my dad 5 years ago, and my mom a few years before that, and they were just such great supporters of me. You know, one of the first to go to college in my family, and they would be just so beside themselves with joy. And I like to think that, you know, they're celebrating this moment together, knowing that I finally made it home after all these years with my family now.
And I imagine, and sorry for the passing of your parents, Ray, but I imagine that part of that is because you probably grew up watching Channel 9 together.
You know, we sure did. I was sharing this story with Rob Feeder a couple of days ago, and I have a real vivid memory of watching Ray Rayner growing up. And my little brother and I would get up early in the morning. We would get our bowl of cereal, and we would turn on Ray Rayner and watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons and watch Ray doing his bit with Cuddly Dudley and Chauncey the Duck. And there was our older brother who would go off to school. He went to Thornridge High School, and that was really how we started our day. And then lunchtime was Bozo Circus, and then it was nap time. So I'm really showing you how young I started watching TV. I'm a TV baby from the 1970s.
Yeah. Cubs fan, Sox fan, I don't want to split your viewers already, but, you know, people always want to know that.
That is a tough one, isn't it? There's no easy way, because you don't want to alienate, you know, half the people that you know and love. And I hope that doesn't happen, because I truly grew up watching the White Sox, because that was all I ever really knew.
Yeah,
you know, it was a great time to grow up in the South Suburbs, because, you know, Comiskey Park wasn't that far. In fact, we would take school bus trips to watch the games, and so that was all I really knew.
Yeah.
But My friends and I, we always watched the Cubs.
Yeah.
I think it was part of that Channel 9 experience. And so we watched the Cubs, and then I married my wife, the Northsider. She grew up in Rogers Park in Evanston. And I don't think I'd even really been to a Cubs game until we started dating. But I then understood what all the excitement was about. And I was already a Cubs fan before that because all my friends were, and that's what we would watch. We joked about... we would all fantasize, my dad's Bill Buckner, and I came back, well, my dad's Dave Kingman, and those are some old-time, Cubs players.
Yeah.
And so I've always sort of gravitated to the Cubs, but, when I was in Indianapolis for the last 20 years, I watched with such joy and glee when the White Sox were in the World Series. I felt that same sense, though, when Steve Bartman grabbed that foul ball from Moises Alou.
Oh, Ray, why are you taking me here?
It's a shared experience.
That's what we'll call it. Yeah, that Cubs Sox question is always interesting. But, I think Chicagoans respect someone that just has their side. They're okay with it while they respect the other side, too. We got a little time left, but, of course, right before you come on, we have breaking news. It used to be in the old days, by the 5 o'clock news, you were pretty well set up on what the news is going to be. You guys have got ahead of your heads on a swivel over at 9, 5, 6, and 10 because, news breaks 24 hours now.
I was sitting at my desk. I was in all last week, sort of behind the scenes, getting a feel for this newsroom when the news broke that the president not only had the COVID diagnosis, but was making his way to Walter Reed from the White House, and we were on wall to wall. And you're right, it does illustrate it. I was just looking at a list of all of the White House officials who, just until a couple of days ago, had tested negative after the president's diagnosis. And Kayleigh McEnany was on that list of negatives, and now we have to move her over to that list of positives, as you guys were remarking moments ago.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. All right, well, I'm glad we can trust you. It's great to have a Chicago guy back at WGN Channel 9, Monday through Friday, 5, 6, 9, and 10, always working hard. Ray, good luck. Thanks so much.
John, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. We're looking forward to it.